is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
Just a quickie.
On My Talk. My Talk.
Give it to me.
Radar Online claims that Mike Tyson was offered $500,000 to fight Russian President Vladimir Putin. The offer would cover Mike's flight and the translation of Mike's book, Iron Ambition, into Russian. That is such a strange story. All right, we'll learn more about that. A 13-year-old Stranger Things star, Millie Bobby Brown, has created a new Twitter account to, quote, share love and positivity and to, quote, tweet encouragement and advice for situations that need love and help. Sounds like she's more mature than a lot of other celebrities on Twitter that are way older than her. Chelsea Peretti and Jordan Peele, they're officially first-time parents, both comedians, and of course he was involved and directed Get Out. They welcomed a baby boy on July 1st and named him Beaumont Gino Peele. And that's the first child for both Peretti and Peele. On TV tonight, we have America's Got Talent. We have Chris Hardwick is a guest judge on that tonight on NBC. The series premiere of A Night With My Ex, which looks really weird. It's a reality show where ex-couples get together to work through unresolved issues. And that is on Bravo, and it's at 9 p.m. Central Time. That's The Dirt. You can find more on our website, mytalk1071.com.
You love it when I give you the dirt.
Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended Dirt Alerts at 820, 1220, and 520. And now, Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk, everything entertainment.
Don't you ever read the headlines?
Time for Jason and Alexis in the mornings.
Seven
headlines.
Seven. Your world in 90 seconds.
That's right, Charlie Rose. You have the dirt. And now you're going to get the details in our 7 at 7, brought to you by our friends at AAA Movers. First up, let's start local. The family of Justine Damon continue to call on the Minneapolis Police Department for answers after the woman was gunned down by a Minneapolis police officer over the weekend. The case is not only making headlines here in Minnesota, but around the world, particularly in Australia, where Justine was from. Meantime, Police Chief Janae Hartow is calling the death, quote, tragic. She released a statement saying she understands why so many people have so many questions, and she's asked for the investigation to provide transparency and to answer as many questions as quickly as possible.
Three.
Happening today, first responders will be marking the 10th anniversary of the 35W bridge collapse. Can you believe it? 10 years. The Hennepin County Sheriff's Office is hosting a wreath-laying ceremony at Bohemian Flats Park this afternoon.
Four.
Let's turn to national and international news now. It's the lead story in all the national newscasts I'm watching right now. It's back to the drawing board for Republicans this morning after another effort to repeal and replace Obamacare has failed. It looks like Senate Republicans will now pivot back to something they have championed again and again over the past 7 years, simply repealing Obamacare first and replacing it later.
Five.
If you're hoping to get your hands on the new iPhone 8 later this year, get ready to pay up. New reports say the next iPhone could top $1,000. That's up compared to the entry-level iPhone 7, which was priced at around $650, and the iPhone 7 Plus, which was around $970.
Six.
Entertainment now. This is just weird. R. Kelly is being accused of running a sex cult consisting of six women whom he controls through verbal, emotional, and physical abuse. He also records himself having relations with them and shows it to friends. R. Kelly came out today denying all of this.
Seven.
And finally, listen to this. The seventh season premiere of Game of Thrones attracted a record 16.1 million viewers within 12 hours. That includes the initial telecast, plus streaming and DVR numbers. And it will get a lot bigger as the data and numbers roll in.
And that's the way it is.
And that is the way that it is here on the other side of the wall. For this Tuesday, July 18th, 2017, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, now complete with Alexis. Live on MyTalk 1071 and live streaming all over the beautiful planet Earth at MyTalk1071.com and on the Podcast One Network. I'm Jason Matheson. Hey, girl, hi. And I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to open up her own scary-ass doll store, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
Good, bad idea. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Don McLean.
Good morning.
And good morning to all of you. It is 7:06. The tradition at the top of our 7 o'clock hour is to raise our glass and take a sip and cheers to you with our refreshing morning beverage. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Good morning. Good
cheers.
Morning. Good morning, cheers. 7 o'clock friends.
Very nice.
And again, it bears repeating. I'm going to say this for a couple weeks because, you know, people listen at different points. If you're wondering, where's Ken Barlow? We're moving Ken to a different time because this time is a particularly busy one for Mr. Barlow. Mm-hmm. So we hope to get that up and running sometime soon. Most likely he'll appear toward the end of the 6 o'clock hour with all of your pertinent weather information. So, Dawn, does he send you? Do we have the weather info today? Do we know what it's going to it's going to storm today, isn't it? It looks like it.
It says warm and humid with thunderstorms developing, heavy rain possible, 85 the high, 69 the low. It's warm and muggy tonight with evening thunderstorms, low of 69.
There we go.
Swampy.
There we go. This weather report brought to you by our friends at East Hill Shopping Center. They are your back to school headquarters. Here we go.
East Hill, for back to school. Denim, haircut.
Backpacks, backpacks, come get your backpack.
Boots and pants and boots and pants.
New shoes.
Get yourself an outfit.
Denim.
Boots and pants and boots and pants.
Haircut. New shoes. So get yourself back to school with East Hills.
Oh. Haircuts. Haircuts. I like that final little haircut. Haircuts. Now that is from, we're playing it for several reasons. First, they're a proud sponsor of our fake weather. But not only that, in a shocking twist, Alexis Kabubowicz Thompson actually went to East Hills Shopping Center over the weekend. Right, Lex?
Yes, that is right. I was in St. Joseph, Missouri.
Why?
And before she left, I go, you know where you're going, right?
Yes.
You know that's where the mall is.
Yeah.
And I was like, no way. And then as we're pulling into our hotel, it's right across the street.
Right across the street.
Yes.
East
Crazy.
Hills, our favorite. Our favorite back-to-school headquarters is right across the street.
Yeah. So I go, oh, my gosh, Angel, my husband. I go, look, look, it's East Hills. We've got to go to that. We've got to try to do that commercial. And he was like, okay, all right, sure.
So here it is. Here is the 5 second. Here's all the effort that Angel could put into it. He was not happy, was he, Lex? He was irritated.
There's a little backstory on this because keep in mind, we were there for Crypticon. It's a horror convention. And so most of our days there, we were at the convention. So the last day, which was yesterday, well, it ended on Sunday, but we thought, okay, Monday morning, we'll go to the mall. It doesn't open till 10, but we wanted to get out of there before. So we didn't actually get to go inside and see the carousel and all the stuff that you see in the commercial. So I was like, all right, we'll just drive around the mall and we'll do the commercial. And he goes, all right, because we had already packed up the car.
Yeah.
He's ready to go.
He's, yeah, I get that feeling. Angel, I hear you.
Yeah.
I feel you.
And he goes, all right, I'll do it. But
so
I'm
nice.
Only saying haircut. Only saying haircut.
Oh, thanks, Angel.
And I go, all right, well, at least I'll take it. I'll take it. So I basically do all the parts and he does haircuts.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So one more time, because we can't run it enough. Here's the East Hills.
East Hills, for back to school. Denim, haircut.
Backpacks, backpacks, come get your backpack.
Boots and pants and boots and pants.
New shoes.
Get yourself an outfit.
Denim.
Boots and pants and boots and pants.
Haircut. New shoes. So get yourself back to school with East Hills.
Okay, so here we go. Here's Alexis and Angel's attempt at singing the East Hill Shopping Center song. Here we go. Let's take a listen to this.
East Hills, go back to school. Denim.
Haircut.
Come get your backpacks, boots and pants and boots and pants. New shoes. Get yourself an outfit. Denim.
I love him. I love him.
Oh God.
I gotta hear that one more time.
Haircut. What's better than the guy in the commercial? Puerto Rican Angel saying it. Okay, here's one more time. Let's do this. Oh gosh.
East Hills, go back to school.
denim
haircut.
Come get your backpacks, boots and pants and boots and pants. New shoes. Get yourself an outfit. Denim
haircut.
Get yourself to East Hills.
Haircut.
No, I like how you're doing all the parts. So you kind of peter out at the end. You're like, hey.
Oh.
He's like,
oh, Alexis.
East Hill. I ran out of breath. I didn't. Oh. I forgot to breathe. That was the second take because the first time I go East Hill, go back to school denim, and he goes haircut. And I'm like, you can't say it like that. You need some pep in your step. Come on.
Oh.
He's like, you act like I've done this before. And I'm like, no, well, just do it again.
Oh, Lex. I love it. You're getting...
He hated it, and he still did it. Just like, it kind of reminds me whenever I knew he probably really wanted to go home after the movie, but he took us to Dairy Queen anyway. Because we were like, take us to Dairy Queen. We need that cotton candy blizzard. He's like, okay. And then we were directing him all wrong. He's like, where is it? I can't find it. He just went with it.
Oh, I love it.
He is an angel, just like his name.
So good. Okay, so why exactly was Alexis in Missouri? And why do we think the woman you're listening to right now really isn't Alexis? We will explain. We will explain all of that. Plus, we haven't even gotten, you 7 o'clock friends are lucky, we haven't even gotten to the big announcement that Dawn and I are going to make. About our show. That's right, right, Dawn?
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
I can't wait.
I can't wait either. We have all of that still ahead. Don't go anywhere.
Lori and Julia.
Time for My Talk's ripoff of the new game show, Beat Shazam.
Okay. Oh, dear.
The songs are by bands or a singer from Canada. It's pathetic.
They're a band.
I like this.
They're a band in the 80s. Already.
Is it Belfield?
The Outlaws.
No. Loverboy.
Boston.
So did I. For the weekend.
Then that was pathetic.
That was pathetic.
Richard Mark.
Brian Adams.
No, I need the song title.
Oh, that's what I need. She can. She's hot tonight.
She wears her
wedding bells at night. Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Song title.
810, take you to the city.
Nope.
No.
She put the bread's all righty with the knowledge. Working hard and day and night.
No.
Working for the weekend.
No.
Lori and Julia with producer Donnie Love on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. The music worth streaming. That's what we're talking about. My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
Approaching 7:19. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Alexis is back from a few days off. We missed you. Glad you're here.
Good to be back, and thank you, Miss Shannon, filling in for me.
That's right.
So awesome.
Shannon.
Don McClain's here, fresh off a weekend of sizzling at public pools across the Twin Cities.
Yeah.
That's right.
You got your sun-kissed on.
I am.
Yeah.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
So nice. Yeah.
Okay, let's get right into it. You're going to find out why the person you're listening to right now, the voice of we aren't real sure if that is in fact Alexis. And here's why. So, Lex, where the hell were you?
St. Joseph, Missouri.
Okay.
At Crypticon.
And what is that?
Okay, it's a horror convention. There's one here in Minneapolis in November. It's really fun. Mm-hmm. It was our first time doing the Crypticon in Minneapolis. And the organizer said, hey, you've got to come to Kansas City. And this is our very first show. outside of the state. And if you're like, what the heck? What are you talking about? Show. My husband and I, we have a business, Old School Toros. We sell vintage, fun, nostalgic toys. Yeah. And we have a lot of superhero and I guess horror type toys. So we thought, you know what? Let's do it. Why not? Let's go. So we were there for the weekend. It's a 3-day convention. They have panels and fun, just artists and a lot of cool things going on. A lot of celebrities there too, signing pictures and taking, yeah. So, Okay. And oh my gosh, it wasn't quite in Kansas City. It was 30 minutes away. I had the best barbecue too, by the way. So delicious. And the thing is, it's not greasy and you don't need a lot of sauce to mask the taste.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Delicious.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah.
So
anyway.
So that's wonderful.
Anyway, let's get
it was fun, guys.
This.
Yeah. So, we'll just get straight to it.
Let's get to demonic possession.
Yeah. So Dawn and I, like, as I mentioned, it wasn't an accident that I mentioned that Dawn was had a jar of Crisco and was sunbathing at the public pools on Saturday. I was sunbathing as well at a lake. And all of a sudden, our phones, Dawn's phone, my phone's like, beep, beep, beep. And we look down.
I'm trying to shield it from the sun under the blanket. Yeah. I'm like, what's this?
And I'm like, oh, look, it's a lovely message from Alexis, you know, and Alexis is busy. So are we. So, you know, we don't talk a lot during the weekends. I'm like, oh, how lovely is this? I think it looks like just a happy Saturday greeting. So I look at the phone and I look at it and I'm like, what the hell is that? And
starting a new collection, guys.
They are pictures of like demonic baby dolls. Now they're bigger because, as you know, Alexis collects dolls from hell.
Redwall dolls. They're so cute. They're 2 inches tall. Yeah. They're adorable.
They're absolutely adorable. aren't you, baby?
Yes!
That's right. But these are giant. These things are horrifying.
Yeah, like real baby size. Baby size.
B. Arthur, I know, is listening, and she missed this for the first round of the story.
Ooh.
Tell everybody what that woman did at the crypto when Angel kicks you out of your own booth.
I'm telling you, yeah, I do get kicked out of our booth often. Yeah. That is a fact, which is fun because then I get to walk around and see people. But this happened before the convention even started. It was the morning of, we're setting up, and I'm telling you guys, these babies find me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm walking. Yeah. So the CryptoCon was at their Civic Center in St. Joseph, Missouri, and so the vendor door, in order to get to our booth, we had to walk through kind of the bowl of the arena, and there were a lot of vendors there, so I'm just walking down one of the aisles, and I'm like, just kind of like looking around, seeing what, all the cool things that are happening, and who's there, and blah, 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 and all of a sudden, the sweet woman goes, do you want to hold my baby? And you guys know I love babies, so I'm always for holding a baby, any baby, give me a baby, I'll hold your baby, right? So I was like, yeah, of course I'll hold your baby. I'm thinking maybe she's setting her booth up. She just needs a break for a second. No big deal. I reach out for this baby, and I pull it toward me, and I'm looking at it. I'm like, it feels like a baby.
You think it's a real baby at this point? I'm sorry. I don't mean to.
No, not
a spoiler alert.
Well, as my eyes laid on this baby, I was like, wait a second. It's purple and blue, its eyes, it has one neon yellow eye and one neon green one. Okay. There's blood coming out of its eyes and its nose. And I was like, and she goes, it's my zombie baby. I go, oh, wow, okay. And I'm holding this baby like, wow, it does feel like a baby. And of course, my husband's like, okay, hold up, we need a picture. So he took that, and that's what I sent you guys.
Yeah.
And so you guys can see that too. We will post that, but it's also on my at Lex and the Cities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So,
so it said that to you guys because that was just the beginning. That zombie baby did find a home because I went back later and just to see it.
Yeah.
And she was
just
like,
to visit it because it was calling you?
It was crying for me.
But not there.
Everyone is thinking the same thing Dawn and I are thinking.
What's
that? And that is, a strange woman who you've never met before.
I've never met her, guys.
You are walking down her row, and she says to a total stranger,
would you like to hold my baby?
Yes.
She does have a booth there, but it is odd that she chose you.
She chose you.
She did.
What do? You hold that baby. So the only logical conclusion that Dawn and I can come to is the fact that that baby is the devil, is demonic, and now that woman has transferred the demonic energy of that baby to
Rosemary's
you.
Baby, basically.
So my talkers, Dawn is keeping a very close eye on Alexis, because as I said earlier, we have a meeting with Alexis today, and I'm telling you, I bet my bottom dollar that we're going to be in this meeting, and Alexis is going to be like, so I had this idea for like a circus segment, and I think we should do it tomorrow. Her voice is just going to randomly change. I bet you, Dawn. I bet you.
I did bring gifts for you guys, so you'll see those later.
I want it.
No. I'm telling you. So, Dawn, keep an eye on her.
And not only that,
ghost hunter.
I'm telling you guys, and these babies just started finding me as I was walking around, because, yes, I got kicked out of my booth because there just wasn't any room.
By your husband.
And he was
away.
Like, peace out, bye. Yeah. Which I love, because then I get to go meet people and meet cool artists. And I'm telling you, a lot of artists take these baby dolls and make them demonic. There's one with two heads that I really liked. He named it Buffy and Jody. And he also had one
from a family affair.
Yeah, family affair.
Yeah, exactly. God. And they also had Jan Brady, who is it was a little clown baby doll, and she had a little toy, and I got a little closer. I was like, what is she holding? It's a human finger.
Oh, now see.
like a man finger.
Now, Dawn, why is she talking about this with such glee? There's something wrong.
Where do these people come up with it? It's so creative. And yes, it's kind of a creepy medium.
Kinda. They turn Buffy and what's her face into, anyway.
We do see those.
I can't watch this crap anymore.
And then, of course, Chucky was there and the Munster baby. It was wild.
Well, Godspeed to you, Dawn. You're there. I'm here. So you're gonna be the first to go when Alexis's head starts spinning around.
As a former ghost hunter, I have like prayers of protection that we always say before we go into a house. I'm just gonna continuously say those.
Say that, When we come back, Alexis has more stories a little bit later, but when we return, Dawn and I have a story. We have a giant announcement.
Yes, I can't wait.
We have a giant announcement, don't we, Dawn?
Yeah.
About our show that Alexis missed, and so did B. Arthur. We'll get to that when we return.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
There's always money in the banana stand.
Entertainment.
This is going viral in a big way.
This is the My Talk Now Trending Report.
What's this? What's the latest?
Megan Newquist from 5 Eyewitness News is here. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Welcome back.
Thank you. We're great.
Good morning.
Good. So, everyone's talking about this Justine Damon case. I mean, this is something that is trending worldwide this morning. Still so many questions, but I just felt like we needed to kind of touch on that. Because everyone is talking about it. R. Kelly unequivocally denying allegations that he is holding women against their will. Jessica Alba announcing that she is expecting her third child. The voice actor for Kermit the Frog fired for, quote, unacceptable business conduct, according to Muppet Studios. He's kind of taken to social media and said he doesn't know why he was let go, that he's been part of the Muppet family for decades, and he was devastated, and finally Muppet Studio coming out and saying this is why. Today is National Hamilton Day. Who can tell me the bill that Hamilton is on?
Is it a? Oh no, I'm too poor.
the $10 bill.
Thank you.
Oh, I was thinking of legislation. I was like, what bill?
No.
The currency.
I knew what she meant. I just still didn't know.
$10.
I gotcha. I don't know how you celebrate that other than go get some $10 bills. Kate Mara, Jamie Bell are married, and the story trending on Kate Mara, you know from House of Cards. And the story trending on our website this morning is mink. 35,000 to 40,000 mink were released from a farm in Stearns County by someone Sunday night into Monday morning.
How many?
35,000 to 40,000.
Just they open the gates and let them run out?
Someone came onto the farm, pried open the gates, let them out, the fencing. They're saying the value of this is about $750,000 because they raised them for their pelt.
Oh my gosh.
And they're saying it could be crazy devastating to like the ecosystem down there because mink are pretty violent, but they're saying that these are somewhat domesticated.
Uh-huh.
In a weird way, like not really domesticated, but they aren't going to be able to fend for themselves. So
yeah, they're just going to be like treats for hawks. I don't know. What eats mink?
I don't know.
Wow.
I should know more into this. I mean, like a wolverine.
Maybe a the timberwolves might be after him. Oh my goodness. Wow.
Isn't that crazy? I didn't even know that they had mink farms.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Oh, yeah. They do.
And I have another animal story later that's just frightening, so I'll get to that a little bit later.
Yeah. All right, guys.
All right.
Thank you, Megan Newquist from 5 Eyewitness News. You can watch Megan and the Gang weekday morning starting at 4:30. Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on My Talk 107.1. And don't forget, we're always streaming on the Podcast One Network at just search for My Talk 107.1. I'm Jace. Alexis back after a few days off. Dawn McClain is here from fresh from the public pools. And we're thrilled that you're here, everybody. Thrilled.
Great public pool, guys.
Great public pool.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Lex, you you missed it when we're very excited that you're back for a variety of reasons, but we're really excited.
You guys, it's good to be back, and especially this news.
Yeah. So, you know, Lex, that we put this out into the universe that this was a couple months ago, that we weren't complaining, but we were just stating the facts.
Yeah.
That LoJ, and they deserve it. They've been here since the beginning. That LoJ gets to go. Lori and Julia, if you're new to the station, they're our drive time, afternoon drive time show. They go to Los Angeles every year. They take a show trip.
Yep.
For the SAG Awards. We, Alexis and I, we are getting ready to celebrate our 10th anniversary here on My Talk 107.1. 10 years of doing a daily show for Bea Arthur. Being her little dung beetle, walking up the mountain, you know.
Yep, every morning.
So we said...
Uphill, it's 25 miles just to get to work.
Wouldn't it be great if we finally were allowed to have a show trip, that if we broadcasted live from someplace fun.
Right. And like the happiest place in the world.
The happiest place in the world, Walt Disney World.
Yes.
So yesterday we took it to another level, Lex.
Really?
Yes, we did. We said, well, we have an idea. Actually, Dawn, I think it was your idea. Why not include the listeners? So we said we're gonna bring what, Dawn, did we say five listeners?
I said five families that have never been. The advertisers, one of our wonderful advertisers, can pay for it.
Yeah.
So we're giving the listeners an experience.
Yes.
Throwing some charity work in there somehow.
That's right.
You know?
That's genius.
So there's a sales component. And and Lord knows when we come back from vacations, we always have good stories. Mm-hmm. So this is a week worth of quality stories.
We can dress up as princesses.
Sure. So, and I said, and here's the creme de la creme. Here's the whipped cream on top of the salad. First of all, we figured out yesterday because of all this, this idea is rice-a-roni. Add water and stir. Mm. They don't have to do anything but to buy the plane tickets.
Right.
We've organized everything. So then we said, then I realized, Alexis, two things.
Yeah. What?
First, I realized our big boss, forget Bea Arthur. The giant, the grand poobah, Dan Seaman, or as we call him, Emperor Seaman, the Emperor loves Walt Disney World as much as we.
He runs in the Mickey races and stuff like that.
Wow!
So he'll be totally down for this.
Mm-hmm.
So, guess what, Alexis?
What?
We have an open. We have an open.
We have four.
We have four opens. We're all ready to go.
Amazing.
We're all ready to go for Jason and Alexis in the morning, live from Walt Disney World to celebrate our 10th anniversary.
Okay, so this is the production that will play while we're there.
Yes.
Exactly.
You got to put this positive, these thoughts out into the universe, and that's what Rocco did. You want to hear it?
Genius. I figure,
Lex, if we have production, they have to do it.
Because it's already done.
Yeah. It's already done. We have the open. So we have four versions, Dawn?
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's hear number one. Let's go.
All right.
Here we go.
Now, Presented by each and every MyTalk sponsor. Seriously, every single dentist, med spa, restaurant, realtor, mortgage, and moving company in the Twin Cities fought to get top billing for this once-in-a-lifetime event.
Yeah.
Thank you, sponsors. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Dawn, live from the Magic Kingdom.
I could cry! How beautiful is... Oh, now, wait. God, now, crap. I forgot to act like...
Pinocchio, I'll be Geppetto.
No, but okay. The next one, we got to act like we're really doing a show, Lex.
Okay,
we got to come out of the open.
Oh,
we
got to
come out of the open like we normally would. Because that felt... Lex, didn't that feel good?
That felt amazing. It felt magical. Oh, my goodness. And Dawn, you could be Jiminy Cricket?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. Man.
Tinkerbell.
So let's... Let's run. Do we have another one?
Oh yeah, we have four.
Okay, now,
here's
now
the
Lex,
second.
Now Lex, we're gonna act like this is the show, and I'm gonna come out and intro just like we would if we were sitting.
Okay.
Now Lex and Dawn, close your eyes.
Okay.
I need you to imagine.
What park are we in right now?
We're in the Magic Kingdom, and we're on Main Street USA.
Okay.
Right in front of Cinderella, right in front of the castle.
Amazing.
Okay, here we go, Dawn.
Okay.
Roll it.
Live from the fake Eiffel Tower at the France Pavilion at Epcot Center, where my talk executive.
Stop it. Okay, let's
switch
it.
We're going to have some baguettes.
Whoops. We're in France now. Well,
okay.
This is day two of our show. We've moved to Epcot. Okay, now re-roll it. Here we go. Re-roll it.
Live from the fake Eiffel Tower at the France Pavilion at Epcot Center, where My Talk executives like General Manager Dan Seaman and Program Director B. Arthur are enjoying an unlimited supply of sparkling wine and French pastries, thanks to the countless My Talk sponsors who signed up immediately to pay for this incredible broadcast. Here are Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Dawn.
Oui, oui, bonjour, everybody, and welcome to day two of Jason and Alexis in the morning, live from the happiest place on earth, Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida, as we celebrate our 10th anniversary with Mickey ears and Goofy tails.
Oh,
I'm Jason Matheson. Oh, Bunny, how are you today? Are you having a magical morning?
Pass the baguette and the sparkling wine.
Oui, oui. Oui, oui, Dawn. Oui, oui.
Oui.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Oh, don't say that.
C'est soir. Oh, that's really dull. Yeah. Okay, not with you guys, but you know. Hey, what's so magical. Look how beautiful. Look, Minnie came over. Oh, she gave us a dress.
The stars of Ratatouille will join us in our third hour. How great is this? Okay, now let's...
Real.
Now let's take a break. We have two more.
they do get a little weirder. I just want...
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, we just like weird. That's what we do.
Yeah.
That's what, I mean, by day three or four, we're going to be a little wacky.
Yeah, so. Absolutely.
Okay, and you know what's even more frightening? We have yet to hear a poop or peep from B. Arthur. No text, no nothing. I'm just telling you. And Sonia Ungerman, our sales manager, nothing from her. I'm telling you, Sonia's
working on it.
Sonia secretly thinks this is a great idea. I personally know, Lex, we need to wine and dine Dr. Rosinka. David would proudly sponsor this,
yes,
I think.
Yes, Rosinka
David
too.
Would come, David would come with us, for heaven's sake. We would have.
Oh, my gosh. He would.
I'll bring Stephanie Shimp from Blue Plate. She was talking about going to, she's planning a Disney trip.
Remember, we have Born Overseas, too. Linda and the team.
Linda,
They've got connections.
That's right.
The other thing real quick, guys, do you guys talk a little bit more about raising the bar and then we'll settle for Orlando?
Well,
are we still going to be talking about going to
Tokyo? I think
Tokyo?
We're abandoning that concept.
We're
just going to go straight.
See, we talked about it. And so now when you know that you're being manipulated, it's harder to, you know.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, right. We'll just ask what we want.
Yeah, exactly. Be direct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do that. Yeah.
All right, good.
7:42, when we come back. We will continue to dazzle you with highlights from our upcoming trip to Walt Disney World for the Jason and Alexis 10th anniversary when we return.
Everything entertainment.
But you're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. I bow down to pray. I try to make the worst seem better. Worn out leather. I've got a heart
America is responding to our upcoming 10th anniversary trip to Walt Disney World.
America.
Thank you.
America's responding.
Thank you, America.
Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on My Talk 1071 and live streaming on our website at MyTalk1071.com and on the Podcast One Network. I'm Jace with Lex and producer Dawn McClain. We're receiving many tweets from My Talkers.
Yes.
We're receiving emails. People are already lining up with stories of why they should be picked to go on our trip to Walt Disney World. That's right.
Yeah.
Tisley writes to us, okay, I don't have a family per se, but I have you guys, and I can't wait to go to Disney with you.
Yes!
Okay. I like the confidence.
A woman emailed us, and this is not a joke. I won't give away her business, but her name's Colleen, and she titled part of her email, Shameless Self-Promotion. She's having a really bad year, and she said she would be the perfect person to go to Walt Disney World with us.
So yes!
See, my talkers are firmly behind this.
They're interested.
If you just tuned in, we are willing this into happening that next year for the 10th anniversary, for our 10th anniversary, we want to go. We want to broadcast live from the happiest place on earth, Walt Disney World.
Imagine
that. And again, What better way, after 10 years of going nowhere, they won't even let us go to Coon Rapids.
No.
Lori and Julie have had 10 years of trips. What a better way for B. Arthur and Dan Seaman to say thank you, Jason and Alexis, for 10 years of mediocre radio entertainment than to send us.
If you noticed, Rocco did include them on the trip. They were sitting there with us.
That's right.
That's enticing.
What better way to say thank you than to send us to Walt Disney World for a week of crazy good stories? It's now documented. People love when we come back from a vacation. We'll have a week of crazy adventures.
And together. Usually we don't travel together. So we can do some crazy cosplay. Dress up as Jedis or Daffy or whoever.
Yeah. And again, Daffy is not, okay, Alexis, Daffy is not Disney. That's Warner Brothers.
Oh, I meant Donald. Yeah.
And again, we know Alexis and Dawn and I, we know our sponsors well.
Uh-huh.
David from First Equity, he'll go with us, damn it. I mean, he'll help sponsor this.
Yeah. Oh, Luther Nissan Kia, we could drive there.
We could. Okay,
and broadcast from a Pathfinder.
No, that's a little crazy.
Maybe a Pathfinder.
Or a Sorento.
Surely we can get an airline on board.
That's right.
Who likes to promote all of their travel to Orlando.
That's true. Right. Stephanie Shemp from Blue Plate. She wants to go to Walt Disney World. She'll throw in a $20-$40. I know she will.
Yes.
So to make this happen, to will this into existence, Rocco, our production manager, has already created opens for our broadcasts.
BB, now, the work is done.
Now, Dawn, do me a favor. Before we play the weird 3 and 4 version, replay number 1 for us, because that's the magical one. That's the one that will open up our first day, Lex. Now, close your eyes, Lex.
Yes.
Oh, hold on a minute. Dawn, hold on. Everybody, close your eyes. Close your eyes. Dawn, close your eyes. Alexis, close your eyes.
Yes, yes. Okay.
We are broadcasting from Main Street, USA, in front of the castle in the Magic Kingdom. Dawn, roll it.
And now, presented by each and every MyTalk sponsor. Seriously, every single dentist, med spa, restaurant, realtor, mortgage, and moving company in the Twin Cities fought to get top billing for once-in-a-lifetime event. Thank you, sponsors. Mm. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Dawn, live from the Magic Kingdom.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the 10th anniversary celebration of our show, live from the happiest place on earth, the Magic Kingdom at Walt Disney World in Orlando. Have a magical day, Alexis. Good morning.
Good morning, Fluffy, how amazing is this? We wished upon a star and it happened.
That's right.
We are at the most magical place in the world.
Oh. Hakuna Matata, Dawn. Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata. All of our dreams have come true, just like Disney says.
Yeah.
Oh, look. Look over there. Look over there. Bea Arthur's dressed as Maleficent. Look at that.
Oh, my gosh. She looks gorgeous.
Doesn't she look good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, don't eat that apple.
Now, let's run our third day open, okay? Yes. Dawn, this is right. Okay. This is our third day open we have.
Yes, yes. Here we go.
Here we go.
Live from the most magical place on Earth, presented by the most generous sponsors on Earth. Thank you, My Talk advertisers. Your incredible donations to present Jason and Alexis's Walt Disney World broadcast were so overwhelming. We were able to bring along 200 orphans who each found parents.
Yes.
6 Army airplanes full of wounded veterans and their reunited families. And all of Bradley's favorite Ugandan refugees.
Oh.
Here, live from the Panda Rehabilitation Hospital at Disney's Animal Kingdom. Where once again, every life-saving panda surgery was paid for by generous MyTalk advertisers.
Thank you.
Here they are, Jason, Alexis, and Dawn.
Yeah.
Mine Zawania, and welcome to day 3. Today we're coming to you from Disney's Animal Kingdom at the Panda Sanctuary. Good morning, Alexis.
Can you feel the love this morning?
I can.
Oh, you get a panda. Dawn, you get a panda.
We do?
Oh,
Dawn, it's a whole new world today. It's a whole new world.
Gosh.
That's
right.
Where's that magic carpet ride?
Oh.
Jennifer Jansen, one of our My Talkers, just wrote to us on Twitter. She says, no joke, I just heard the opening for your Magic Kingdom trip and had goosebumps. Yes,
I know.
Thank you. All over.
Yes.
Okay, finally, here's our fourth open for our upcoming 10th anniversary trip to Walt Disney World, sponsored by an array of sponsors.
Yeah.
Here we go. Roll it, Dawn.
Live in front of a standing room only crowd of 6,000 MyTalk fans who paid their way to come along to Orlando for this once in a lifetime Jason and Alexis broadcast at Disney World. Here are Jason, Alexis, Dawn, plus program director Bea Arthur and all her favorite friends, relatives, and adoring son Max, who finally truly loves her.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to our 10th anniversary of Jason and Alexis celebration from Walt Disney World in Orlando. Today, we're coming to you from Hollywood Studios.
Amazing!
Home of the upcoming Toy Story Land and Star Wars Land.
So magical.
Oh, look, Lex, look how happy Max, son of Bea Arthur, looks. Look at him.
Learning to be a Jedi.
Oh, and there's Sonia Ungerman, our sales manager. Oh. Look how happy she looks.
She looks so cute in those Mickey ears.
Oh, so sweet.
And there's our vice president, Dan Seaman, in Mickey Mouse onesies. Look at that. There we go.
You do you, Dan.
Oh, and there's Amy Daniels dressed as the evil queen. Oh, isn't that nice from Snow White?
Oh, man.
Wow.
Beautiful. I'm telling you, everybody, I mean, you may laugh. Laugh if you will. Mm. But, I mean, we're getting the tweets. We're getting the emails. Mm-hmm. People want to come with
us. Let's do this.
It would be a ratings bonanza.
When will our reflection show who we are inside in Disney?
And this trip would make a man out of me, Mulan. That's right.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. That's right.
Dawn, you too.
Okay.
The 8 o'clock hour starts right. Dawn's going to be a man when we return.
Yep.
Stay with us.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Entertainment.